Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Tuesday, December 1st, 2015. Israeli attacks leave two Palestinians killed in different parts of occupied West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Tuesday midday a Palestinian teen, 16 years of age, near the Gosh Etzion settlement block, built on Palestinian lands south of Bethlehem. Palestinian medical sources said that the slain teen has been identified as Ma'amun Ra'ad al-Khatib, 16 years of age, from Doha City in Bethlehem district. According to the Israeli army, al-Khatib approached a settler with the intention to stab him before a soldier shot and injured him. The slain Palestinian was left bleeding on the ground and died of his wounds. On Tuesday morning, Israeli soldiers stationed at a checkpoint near Tul Karim in the northern part of the West Bank shot and killed Maram Ramiz Hassouna, 19. Hassouna was from Rafidia near Nablus and has been crossing the checkpoint, which is located between Nablus and Tul Karim, and when she was shot and killed. Israeli authorities claim that she had a knife, but no independent confirmation of that claim could be found. With the two slain Palestinians on Tuesday, the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli gunfire since October 1st have reached now 108. Moreover, the Palestinian Ministry of Health said that 13,500 Palestinians have been injured by Israeli gunfire in the same period. Early on Tuesday, Israeli soldiers invaded several Palestinian communities in the occupied West Bank, including Jerusalem, stormed and violently searched dozens of homes, and kidnapped 27 Palestinians, including one child. On Tuesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers invaded the southern West Bank district of Hebron, searched and ransacked dozens of homes, and kidnapped at least 11 Palestinians in Hebron City and the nearby Yatta town. Elsewhere, Israeli bulldozers demolished on Tuesday morning a Palestinian house in the town of Arraba in Upper Galilee. Residents said that Israeli bulldozers, protected by police and special forces, stormed the town and demolished a house belonging to a local family under the pretext of having no permit. Later, clashes erupted between Israeli troops and local youth. No injuries were reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, December 1st, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.